The Australian leader says the modernisation of military forces across Asia means that his country needs to bolster its defences over time. In his speech Tuesday to retired soldiers, Prime Minister Kevin Rudd didn't spell out which countries could pose a threat in the future. Military planners in Canberra, though, are wary of China's rapid arms build-up and the expanding might of Indian forces. Neighbouring Indonesia and Malaysia are also beefing up their defences. Mr. Rudd did say, however, that existing tensions in the Asia-Pacific region cause concern, including China's claims on Taiwan and unresolved flashpoints arising from border disputes between other countries. The Prime Minister says his government must be aware of the changes taking place in the neighbourhoods and that Australia has to make sure its forces could answer the call if needed.
As nations grow and become more affluent, they also update their military forces. We see this in our own region. We see a substantial arms build-up over time. We need to be aware of the changes taking place, and we must make sure that we have the right mix of capabilities to deal with any contingencies that might arise in the future.
Australia has a relatively small military, which has been stretched in recent times by deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, East Timor and the Solomon Islands. A 10-year plan to modernise its capabilities is underway, including the purchase of fighter aircraft, cruise missiles and helicopters, as well as efforts to build a larger army. A 10-year plan to modernise its capabilities is underway, including the purchase of fighter aircraft, cruise missiles and helicopters, as well as efforts to build a larger army. Kevin Rudd has said that Australia, which is a close ally of the United States, wants to maintain its status as a global middle power, capable of exerting diplomatic influence on its more powerful neighbours and allies. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.